He's traveled the world from camps in the Arctic to the jungles of West Africa and the Middle East, honing his grilling skills. Now he's bringing his expert advice to us, chef and grill master Lex Taylor.
I got a few grilling tips. The first, again, keep it simple, all right? Stick to a few basic things that you just want to do right, okay? So maybe burgers, chicken, vegetables, right? Those are all classic grilling things. The burgers, you want to make those patties the night before and keep them in the fridge. Why? It keeps them together, keeps them firm. They're not going to fall apart. They're not going to stick as well to your grill. Chicken, I'm a big fan of marinating chicken. And you can kind of marinate it with anything. Again, you want to play around, but don't make it too complicated. Marinate it the night before if you can. Marinate in the morning if you don't have enough time. But that's definitely going to impart a lot of flavor. It's definitely going to give a lot of moisture. So those are some good points. Another one, big one, is keeping your grill at the right temperature. If you hold your hand about 5 inches over the grill, and you can only keep it there for 2 seconds, so one, two, okay, that is a hot grill, and that is a perfect temperature for things like steaks and burgers, okay? If you can hold it there for about 5 seconds, that's a little cooler, and that's a great temperature for things like chicken and vegetables.
And don't forget the sides. Lex says you can keep that simple, too.
One of the best sides you can find, coleslaw. It is refreshing. It's crisp. It pairs so well with so many different things. And Lighthouse makes a really fantastic one for a couple reasons. The first, it's got this, like, perfect balance, sweet and tangy. It's extra thick. It's extra creamy. Why is that important? Well, because when you add that in with your slaw or your cabbage mix, it's not going to get that watered down effect, right? So, and that's a big deal. You don't want that watery coleslaw. That's kind of a deal breaker right there. And it has no artificial preservatives or artificial coloring. And it is served cold. It's sold cold in the produce section. That's the Lighthouse. You can find that at lighthousefood.com.
And of course, no party is complete without the drinks.
Angry Orchard Hard Cider is a fantastic complement to any kind of barbecue you got going on. It's made with real apples, and it's got all the best ingredients. And so it is just like, it works well with everything, all right? And kind of like my ultimate go-to in that department is the crisp apple, all right? It is like taking a bite out of a fresh, juicy apple. It is so good, works with everything, and also comes in a can now, which is kind of a big deal. Very easy for when you're moving around on the go, you're working the grill, you're working the fire. Definitely check them out. AngryOrchard.com. They also have a new one, which is the Rosé Cider. It's made with these rare red-fleshed apples. It's like got a light tannins. It's very, like, it'll remind you of like a semi-dry wine. So very beautiful.
He even gave us some tips for smarter design.
Decton is a fantastic product by Cosentino, and it is a hard surface. It's ultra durable. It's ultra compact. It's made with quartz. It's made with porcelain. It's made with glass. So it is the most durable surface material on the market. And it is resistant to heat, to cold. It is UV resistant. It's got 39 colors. None of those are gonna fade. It's scratch proof, abrasion proof, and it's fantastic for prepping food on. You can find more about that at Decton.com, or you can go check them out at Home Depot.